Der E-Bike-Spezialist für Berlin. Zweirad Stadler. Mit der größten E-Bike-Auswahl in Berlin und Brandenburg. Stadler. Das größte Zweirad-Center Deutschlands. Charlottenburg, Königin Elisabeth-Straße und S-Bahnhof Storkorstraße.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by End Zone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The dance party. Oh!
From the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah, I said the king's in the building.
What is going on, SB Nation Radio 1560 AM? My name is Chris Tamez. I'm here with the Sports Kings After Dark. We got Mean Gene, Malto Mario, and
hey,
David. And we have a special guest today, Seductive Sarah. Hello, everybody.
Whoa.
I like that.
What is going on, man?
Wow.
It has been such a crazy, crazy day today. Sports Kings, talk to me. What are we doing?
Well, first of all, it is so good to be here in H-Town, and excuse me, folks, if we sound a little bit, tired tonight, it's because we've only been eating tacos and drinking margaritas all day long. Am I right, Dave?
Who
looked like he's about to fall asleep over there.
Gained 20 pounds easy.
Oh, man, yeah.
So How many tacos did you eat?
It was at least around 16.
16 tacos.
Because you know what? And it was supposed to be more, because if the audience don't know, I was judging the contest, the tacos and margaritas. And so they all had a time frame to bring in their tacos. And I want to say we probably ate around 15 or 16 tacos, but there was still a whole bunch on the list that didn't make it because they didn't make the time.
They told you to only take a bite. Bite.
Well, Steve, that's why I messed up, because in the first taco, I just ate it. So, like, I'm not really expecting much.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I see all
they
these people
coming.
It just never ended. It's like that one scene on The Grinch when they're in the jubilation and he's eating all that pudding and they stuffing it in his face. That's how I felt. They was just stuffing it in my face. And what can I do? Say no?
So, wait a minute. So, while you were doing that, right?
Yes, sir.
Your two co-workers here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're all over Preservation Park. Just getting free food from every vendor out there. I mean, Mario and Chris came back over there with a plate full of stuff, and it was good.
From the stage, I actually saw them walking towards you
with all of this stuff. It looked like Christmas Day and stuff. But anyway, folks, if you didn't get out today, well, it's over now. You missed it. We had one hell of a time at the Taco, Tequila, and Margarita Festival in Spring, Texas today, and it was great, Mario.
It was delicious. It was so much fun. We had a good time. It was hot, but it was awesome, though.
I want to thank the ladies of the which booth was that? The ladies who gave us the delicious shrimp on a stick.
Oh, that was that Gumbo Express.
Gumbo Express. The ladies
Gumbo Express.
I just want to say this because she was in the taco.
The oxtail.
And folks, you got to go to our Facebook, Sports Kings After Dark Facebook page, and see the pictures of that. Is that the oxtail one with the big bone? Or, I thought that was the
beef. That was the beef brisket.
That was a whole another one. That was a whole different beast.
It was too. Sarah, you getting hungry?
I'm super hungry.
I'm sorry. But this stuff was so great. So that was Gumbo Express. Big shout out to all of you guys out there.
Gumbo Delicious. Express was, oh my God, they blew me away. And the two beautiful ladies over there.
Oh, okay. All righty. And also a big shout out to Trey Diller and all of your staff out there with Event. Was it Event? Right? Is that?
I thought it was an Event Inspire or something
Inspire.
Okay.
And we have tons more. Mario, please read off the labels. I mean, we have to thank a lot of people. They showered us with delicious food. And I want to say hello to the guys that support the troops over there. Mario, what was they called over there?
Oh, which one?
That was Time to Help a Vet.
All right. That's right. Time to Help a Vet. And this is for all your veterans out there. It's free handyman service for veterans.
Yeah, they just go around and they just take care of things that needs to be taken care of. If you're a veteran, then these guys will take care of you. What about Bahama Bucks? Bahama Bucks Original Shave Ice Company.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Those guys, they had Shave Ice. They gave me some Shave Ice. It was like I said, it was very
for a hot,
hot
day. That was pretty good, right?
It was pretty good for it was a hot day, and but no, the fish tacos, they gave us the delicious fish tacos. Good.
Oh, and then wait a minute,
the ceviche tacos you're talking about?
Ceviche tacos.
Yeah, those were good.
David said those never made it to the stage. That's because we got them before they got up there. Oh, they were really, really good. Was that which company was that? Was that
that was Chubb's Grubs?
Chubb's Grubs.
Chubb's Grubs.
Chubb's Grubs.
Shout out to Chubb's Grubs. That used to be my nickname. That's
all. That's the information where they got down there in the card. Information, numbers, and everything.
Okay, Chubb's Grubs. If you want to get in contact with them, their number is going to be 281-608-9485. They make a delicious ceviche taco.
Oh, delicious.
Check them out.
And Gumbo Express, I believe that number, what is that number? Can I see that number? 713-319. Is that
8336.
8336. Thank you. Thanks for the light, Sarah. Thank you. Don't want to give the wrong number. And there were so many others out there, you know,
and
guys.
Ladies, and the ladies from the Gumbo, what was it called once again?
That was Gumbo Express. Gumbo that was the one we just gave.
The beautiful, the beautiful ladies that are listening to this right now, give me
713-319-8336. And help me with this name here.
This is for all my gente out there, Boricuas. If you want a really good Puerto Rican food truck, that you have to call El Coqui Catering. It is amazing. Lead chef Samuel Torres.
Good stuff out there.
Delicious, delicious.
Guys, I would have to say that it had to be over 25,000 people.
Easy.
Oh, man.
I mean, it just had to be at least. So, anyway, it was a great event.
We also saw some, those margarita pineapples.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that line for the pineapples
was by the gate by the time we were leaving.
Even at 16 bucks.
It was a quarter mile.
Those were some popular $16 pineapple drinks. But anyway.
Shout out to the Turkey Shack.
Oh, yes.
Because you had that turkey taco.
Oh, man, that thing was good.
That was amazing. Turkey Shack and more. Catering and parties. Number is 281-960-5254.
Believe it or not, guys. Believe it or not. So even though I ate all of those tacos, here's the thing, though. I actually got my walk on, too, because I ended up walking 14,948 steps.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, I think that's pretty good, right?
That is really awesome.
That's pretty good. So, anyway, a great event, guys, and we just wanted to make sure we got that out there. But, hey, we have a big show. We're not going to talk about food all night, okay? We just had to get that out the way. So we got a special guest going to join us a little bit later in the next segment. Talk some NBA basketball, a former Golden State Warriors guard. And we're going to break down that game four, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Game four of the NBA Finals. Look like Cleveland, you know, is sneaking back into this. I hear what you're saying over there. And then we will also get you ready for game five. What we expect for game five.
Yo, Gene, and, I got something
on
to say.
Monday night. I bet you do got something to say. And in the second hour, we're going to talk about what else do we always talk about?
Astros.
Do we talk about those Astros?
We talk about these Astros.
I mean,
man.
Come on. If you didn't think we were going to talk about the Houston Astros, then you obviously got us confused with something.
Apparently, you don't know they're the number one team in the league. But anyway.
The number one team in the league. And we're going to break down the Texas Southern University Satellite Camp. Some big names from the coaching college ranks.
Oh, yes. The Michael Haywood Roundup Camp.
Yeah, okay.
You know, a whole bunch of big names here in Houston. So, man, I can't wait to talk about that one.
And then,
it gets me started because that just means football. When you see more football news, that just means football.
It's inching in there. We're getting it in there.
Round of applause for football.
Speaking of football, later on we have a little discussion about Bob Stoops.
Oh, man.
Bob Stoops out
the Big 12.
After 18 years.
He's waiting.
You said a shakeup?
Yeah, the shakeup.
You think something's going on?
Man, Just
Bob Stoops walks away. We didn't get any idea that this was going to happen,
no,
right?
No, not at all. Especially when you're at a top-tier program and also when you just have the most easiest job in the world.
Job in the world.
I mean, what else can you ask for if you just have all this tenure in a university and you just walk away from it, especially after 18 years?
Something's going on. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Mm-hmm. There's really something going on there. And also, our guest, right, who's sitting in the studio with us, Sarah, Smiling Sarah. She's a sports writer for the Texas Southern University Herald, right?
That's right. So I'll stick with Smiling Sarah.
You like that Smiling Sarah? I like it. So what do you write about?
I write about the women's basketball games.
Okay.
And I cover football every now and then. So.
You like football. We heard your football talk. You were getting very football. Excited. You and David had some heated arguments there back and forth. With and you and Mario, you like boxing too.
I do.
Wow.
I like it all.
Okay. Cool. So that's some of the things we're going to be talking about today. But back to the tacos, guys.
Tacos.
So I really don't want
to. You just said we're not going to talk about food all day.
But, I mean, it's just, you
it's
know,
real quick, though.
I don't know if I want to. I don't know really if I want to see chance. Another window for a while.
I don't. Okay. I don't. Like, I'm good.
Completely done.
I would go right now to El Taconazo and get me a taco.
I can't. Man, that was crazy. It was rough to eat that many tacos. And I don't think you probably would have ate more, but we intercepted so many of them before they got to you.
And yeah, because like I said, they had a time limit and they're supposed to be coming, and who knows what happened. And then also, whenever the margaritas came out, that was also kind of special too, because
It was special.
It was just made right there.
Jalapeno. No. What was that?
It was a jalapeno mango-infused
tequila.
Tequila cube. Margarita.
Did you see the faces of all the judges when they...
I like spicy, so it kind of sat well with me, but I did see everybody else with a mean face. Yeah,
yeah.
I did.
So our setup was that David would get all of these drinks and food, and whatever he didn't eat and drink, he would hand it down. That's how we do teamwork around
including
here.
Including a dinosaur bone, which my dog Marley at home is enjoying
now. You know, you can hurt somebody with that
thing. Oh, yeah.
They should have won hands down. I hope they won because that taco was amazing.
I mean, because they brought out the thing on a pizza, a little pizza thing, whatever. And then, it was a taco on there, but it was just a plain flat tortilla with just a big old bone in it. You know, like, that's wild. It was definitely something that blew totally blew me away. So that right there, I think they won it.
Okay,
put a whole dinosaur. All right.
some great stuff there. What are you doing back there, Chris?
Maybe girl.
What? Yeah. All right. So I mean, it was just it's so much food out there, and we really enjoyed ourselves, and we look forward to the next one, right?
Oh yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'll be prepared now. Like, I'll know how to, go throughout the day. You know, like, I'm not eating breakfast.
Yeah. Next time we'll know.
Which was a big mistake.
So, hey, guys, when we come back, we will bring on our special guest to talk about some Golden State Warriors. You are listening to Sports Kings After Dark right here on SB Nation 1560.
On Monday's SB Nation AM here on SB Nation Radio. The weekend will be over. Murray will be back from his wedding. No, not his wedding, but his buddy's wedding. A little celebrated my son's affair. And Solly will return from None of Your Damn Business. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including will we have champions in two of the four major sports? Oh, boy, it'd be nice if they would continue. Also, Sounds of the Weekend, Studs and Duds, and much, much more. SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on SB Nation 1560.
Glenn Davis here, host of Soccer Matters, reminding you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Bud Light knows that moments spent with friends are the ones that really matter, and that late night stories are best served cold. So as you swing by your friend's apartment or head to the bar for happy hour, make sure you grab some ice cold Bud Lights. Make tonight tomorrow's story, because with Bud Light, you're not just drinking beers, you're building friendships. Bud Light, proud sponsor and official beer of Soccer Matters.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by Endzone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Something that we will never see again. Mr. Adam West, wherever you are, sir, rest
Mayor
in
West.
Power.
Mayor West. Mayor West, yes.
Rest in power, sir. You gave me great, great memories. You were my first introduction to the Crepe Crusader, Batman. You will be missed. Rest in power, sir. Adam West.
That was lovely, Chris.
That was great stuff, Chris.
I'm sorry.
Great stuff. So welcome back to Sports Kings After Dark, and we are here live at our studios in Houston, Texas. So we are going to bring on a special guest. Now, he's actually been on the Sports Kings before. I have not had the pleasure of interviewing this gentleman, my former co-host, Rod Johnson, and Nicole Key. She actually introduced us to this guy. So let me go ahead and give you some of his credentials. How about this? Okay, drafted in 1978, round one. Okay, 22nd overall pick. All right. Played his college basketball at UCLA. Played for the great John Wooden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a guy, I'm already getting nervous here, okay? And also, I believe, and he will certainly correct me on this, the first Filipino-American to play in the NBA. Folks, I am more than happy to introduce the former Golden State Warriors guard, Raymond Townsend. How you doing, Raymond?
Hey, Gene. How are you? Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Hey, thank you for being here, sir. And I, like I said, did I miss anything, Raymond? I want to make sure we give you your props, man, because...
it's not even about me, man. I'm grateful for everything you said, and had a wonderful journey. Now I'm training young players to get D1 scholarships, D2 scholarships, play over in Europe, play in the NBA. So it's about giving back. You know, Coach Wood used to always tell us that, you know, the greatest thing you could ever do in life, he said, is doing something for somebody that can never repay you back.
Wow. And,
that's deep.
So that's what we do now.
That is amazing. And I tell you, Coach Wooden, I don't even know where to start with you. I think we got so many questions. We got to try to get everything in there. But can you just take us back to 1978? And I mean, just how did it feel, you know, being a Filipino-American and, you know, leaving one of the top schools in the country and being drafted in the first round by the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I always have this funny story. Coach Wooden was certainly candid and honest and ran his whole program at UCLA with integrity. And he always told us when he came to visit us that nobody's bigger than the program. And, you know, he had some pretty big people. He had Kareem, he had Bill, he had Wixrow Patterson. I mean, you can go down the list of all the NBA players he's had. And he'd also had won 10 national championships in 12 years. But the biggest story I got about Coach Wood is he walked into my house and he said, Raymond, you know, we'd love to have you, but I want to be honest with you. You're not my number one pick.
Mm.
I said, Coach, what do you mean you're not my number one? He goes, well, there's a kid in L.A., and you have to understand, back in the day, there was no three-point line. There's a kid in L.A. averaging 38. You're averaging 28. We want you, but you're our number two pick. And then I said, okay, Coach. He goes, are you okay with that? And I said, yes, sir. And then the next breath, Gene, you know what he said?
What did he say?
He goes, and mind you, he didn't say remember. This is his old school English. Mind you, I'm going to recruit 14 other All-Americans during your four-year tenure.
Oh my goodness!
Setting the bar high.
So he had it going over there, and no greater experience in my whole life than to know a man and play for a man who's got class, discipline, who allowed you to grow, allowed you to be the player you needed to be, and to you know, my NBA career playing for 14 years professionally would have never happened without him.
Wow. So, and folks, once again, we are talking with Raymond Townsend, former Golden State Warriors guard, drafted in the first round of the 1978 NBA draft, 22nd overall pick. I got to ask you, because you said John Wooden walks into your house. Did you faint, Raymond? I mean, what do you do when John Wooden walk into your house?
No, it's just that's what he did when he wanted you.
Wow.
He came over and visited you. So that was it was quite an experience to have him sit, you know, just grace our family with his presence, and had a wonderful time. And you know, the minute he didn't have to do anything, he could have just knocked on the door and gave me the papers. And to be honest, I would have signed in a minute anyway.
Mr. Townsend, this is Dave Ramone here. And in hearing what you just said when John Woody came to your house and said that he's going to recruit 14 other All-Americans, you know, by the time that you leave there, what does that tell you? Did that at least give you the fuel and, you know, really inspired you just to work harder, you know, once you got there?
You know, people don't understand how much talent was at that school. My junior year, 11 of the 15 players went to the NBA.
Oh, wow.
Eight of us were first rounders. And I know in this day and age, you know, in Calipari, and I think you got some great coaches. My brother, Curtis Townsend, coaches himself, and all the ones and dones that he gets, and Bill Self wins every year. I don't think people understood how much ability our practices were much better than any of the games we played.
They must have been some wars out there, man.
Yes, I mean, it was crazy. But I think back in that day, the players that went to UCLA, they went there, you know, for one reason. We get a great education, but you know what? We wanted NBA, you know, we wanted NBA opportunities. We wanted to play there, belong to the the best 225 players in the world.
Wow. Amazing stuff. So now, Raymond, we got to talk to you about, you know, what's happening today. And I know that you are tuned in to these NBA finals and to see this remarkable team that Steve Kerr and the management has put together.
Yes.
What do you think about this team and the accomplishments they have done over the last few years? Not even counting that they're getting ready to win an NBA championship, but what are your thoughts on this Golden State Warriors basketball team?
I have to tell you, Steve Kerr is a good friend. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson are friends. I just believe you have a different culture and there's a different heartbeat at Golden State. You know, there isn't a whole lot of selfishness. You see four great players and go anywhere and average 25 shots a game. Mm-hmm. But you see Durant, Thompson, and Curry playing so well, unselfish basketball. You see players who understand their roles. They're playing old school basketball in the sense that they run, they have transition basketball, but they also have court. They have a balance. They play great defense. It's the teams that are becoming successful in the NBA, they're going back to old school basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, the days of just run and gun and let's shoot, you know, 110 threes. And if you shoot, you know, we shoot 120, we're going to win. You know, this is a team that has a heartbeat, that thinks about others before themselves. And they've created that culture. And anybody that comes in, even Kevin Durant, as big as he is, mm-hmm. he buys into that culture.
That's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. I got to ask you also, and this is, you know, this guy is sort of operating behind the scenes. How much, if any, impact has Jerry West had on this current Golden State Warriors team?
Huge impact. Mm. Jerry is, you know, I met Jerry back in 1974-5, I think it was, when he was with the L.A. Lakers. And he was a GM and, you know, was running, you know, he made Showtime. And you know what? The way his mind sees the game and the way he can fit a puzzle together and put players together, I think, you know, granted the owners – you know, have a big deal and all this. But I tell you, Jerry West and Murphy, those two guys have done an incredible job at putting together this team.
Amazing stuff. So now here we are, game five, which will take place on Monday night. And we got to ask you because we kind of think you know, well, we know you know way more than we do. So what's going to happen? Are we going to be looking at confetti? Are we going to be looking at Kevin Durant getting his MVP trophy and all of this Monday night?
Well, you know what? I just wanted to see a good series, and obviously I bleed blue and gold, so I'll never tell you I don't want the Warriors to win. I just think at the beginning of the series, and I told a lot of people, I thought it'd go 4-1. And I said this for one reason. Cleveland has to play a near-perfect game. If they ever make any mistakes, the Warriors are going to go on an 8-10 point run, and they're going to always be playing catch-up. That's a hard thing to do with that kind of defensive pressure. With new bodies and fresh faces coming at you every 4, 5, 6, 8 minutes, it's a tough thing to do in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're getting. And you know what? Last game, they played very well. All the jumpers went. Everybody contributed. And they came out on top. Yes, the game before, they should have won. Had they taken good shot selection and showed some patience at the end. But all that was from the fatigue of, you know, trying to play 48 minutes like that.
Right.
So I think you're going to see, you know, Golden State celebrating. I said 4-1 from the beginning. Okay. I just think, you know, for Cleveland to have to play near-perfect basketball for 7 games, there aren't many teams in the NBA right now that can play with the Warriors for 7 games.
Okay, well, you heard it. I tell you what, Mr. Townsend, we're going to have to talk again off air. I'd just really like to pick your brain and have some conversations with you. We certainly enjoyed you taking the time and coming on the Sports Kings After Dark show and talking some NBA basketball with us. So we certainly like to get you back on, okay?
Once again, Gene, thank you very, very much. I surely appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Raymond Townsend, guys, former Golden State Warriors guard, played his college ball there at UCLA and played with John Wooden. I tell you, man, just crazy, crazy.
Can you imagine the scrimmages they were having in that gym? Oh, do you understand the personal
wars? I would have paid to see practice.
I would have wanted to be a fly on that wall, yeah. Man. Because they must have had blood and guts on that floor, man.
That play is for amazing. Positions. Oh. That is amazing. And it's been an honor. And I had to talk to him, and I know we're getting ready to go on the break here, but I know, and I brought up the Jerry West thing because people are not really talking about Jerry West.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, when the Los Angeles Lakers let Jerry West go to Golden State, I knew it was a mistake.
Look what happened
when he went to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, this guy still, everything he touches turns to gold.
That's Mr. NBA.
It's just amazing stuff. So Raymond Townsend, Golden State Warriors, so he picked the Warriors.
Oh yeah.
No, it shouldn't be. He said he bleeds.
Bleeds blue and gold. Bleeds blue and gold.
I don't blame him. Hey, wait a minute. And that's pretty much the same colors of UCLA.
Yeah.
So the same colors of Golden State.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is that crazy?
But you know what?
It runs deep.
A really good interesting thing was his brother Curtis Townsend, how he's still, you know, with Kansas, and I guess seeing what Raymond went through. UCLA, all those, like we were saying, like, you know, you already knew that all these All-Americans were about to come in, and you used to have to work harder for that. And now his brother's doing that at Kansas, and that's kind of the same thing, same culture, right?
Exactly, especially up there in Kansas. So, hey, anyway, we're just getting started. We are just getting started. We're going to come back, get into some of the Game 4 breakdown here on the Sports Kings After Dark. Mario, Smiling Sarah, Dashing Dave, and Chris DeMers. We'll be right back.
A mature man of faith. This is Roger Patterson with the Meta Division for Life. Christmas stories, plays, and sermons have us thinking about the star, stable, and shepherds. We hear about Mary, the wise men, and the baby Jesus, and the message that there was no room for them in the inn. Rarely do we hear a message about Joseph, though. But Joseph is vital to the story. You see, Joseph is a picture of a man of mature faith, and a mature man of faith has developed his character so that he gives thought to his ways. Look at what the scripture declares about Joseph when he found out that Mary was with child. It says in Matthew 1:19, Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her. You see the character of Joseph on display? He was just, not willing to shame, and he gave thought to his ways. We would be wise to develop our character so that when someone disappoints us, we respond in the same manner.
Roger's daily devotional, A Minute of Vision for Men, is available to start the new year. VisionForLife.org.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Yes. What is going on? SB Nation 1516. My name is Chris Demez here with Smiling Sarah.
Sounds good.
Mean Gene, Smiling Sarah, Malta Mario, and David. What is going on, guys?
Chris, you can't talk to my mom no more.
David.
That's amazing.
No more. She can't give you no nicknames. You can't.
Yeah, because you picked up some stuff today, didn't you, Chris?
I did.
I know you did. So, hey, guys, real quick, a big thank you to Mr. Raymond Townsend. I don't really like calling those guys by their first name, you know. Yeah. When you go back and look at the history like that, it's always Mr. You know, you just feel like you're out of place, out of line when you don't address them and give them their proper respect there. Right. But this guy is incredible.
That's right.
Thanks again, Mr. Townsend, for joining the Sports Kings. And, well, he didn't hold back on game five. So how about we break down just some of the things he said there about this.
Confirmed.
About this Warriors team. Looking at game four, let's just break down what happened, first of all, on Friday night. I mean, it was an awkward game from every stretch of the imagination, from Draymond Green taking a rebound and dribbling the ball coast to coast with Curry and Thompson looking at him like, okay, and you are our new point guard? What? I mean, so referees, I mean,
handing out texts.
What got into that game Friday night?
I'll tell you what it is.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but
he's saying the Illuminati.
They totally Illuminati'd out. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Coming, being a newcomer, I don't watch basketball like you guys do. I don't bow down to it as much as you guys do. I represent the WWE Wrestling of America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you want to call in and crap all over me and be like, Chris, you don't know what you're talking about, I just got to say this right quick. Okay, so what you guys are watching right now on basketball, the Golden State Warriors versus who?
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay, yeah. You're seeing a storyline right now. You're seeing things pan out. You're seeing what they do in wrestling, what they call a job. You're seeing things happen right now. You're seeing, like, okay, I knew that Golden State Warriors were not going to win this past time because there was no buildup. There, as they say in the wrestling business, where's the money? Show me the money. Hey, there was no money.
As it is, because think about it. At the end of the day, the NBA is a business.
It is a business.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. And I don't think any of us wanted to see, even though a sweep, right?
That's right.
It just don't work out.
Don't make me call down Dust the Dream, the American Dream.
No, he didn't do it.
Don't make me call
down. No, he didn't do it.
He will say, baby, where's the money? Show me the money. You got to sell me. That's why I knew the Golden State Warriors were not going to win, because I'm like, there was no hype. There was no build.
There was no, blah, blah, blah. So the referees had to make it exciting. Exactly. Yeah. Right?
And that's what we saw.
And they did, didn't they?
They were the unofficial six men.
for
the Cavaliers. So let's put that out there.
I mean, you know, but tell me this, guys, and I know if you and look me in my eyes and tell me the truth on this. Didn't you still think that Golden State was going to come back?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
you can never put them down. Regardless if they're losing by 20, regardless if they're losing by 15, whatever the deficit is, it's easy for them to just chip that away. That was a really good, I believe, was it Kobe? I think narrating this little video right before the game. He was talking about definitely like transition and way they can chip away points. And it's true. If you let them hit 1-3 and get a steal on the opposite side, the whole game changes just from those two things.
Yeah.
It's a ripple effect with them. It's because they can start things going so easily.
Mm-hmm.
And just that 1 3-pointer, that one turnover, all of a sudden they chipped off 12 points off that deficit.
Yeah, they did.
And we can see them do that.
But that's why this
was kind of weird.
It was a crazy game, though.
Yeah.
And 80 freaking points by the Cleveland Cavaliers in
the first
half.
Kyrie.
First half.
Kyrie.
Is that 49 points nuts? In the first quarter. Yep. And that's the impossible thing, I thought.
And it was still a Golden State Warrior quarter, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because they averaged 65 points in a half, right?
They love you to sleep. That's what Golden State done. They've done it the past couple games. That's why everyone thinks, like, you can't count them out because they love you to sleep. You get into trading baskets with them. You go up 8 points. You go up 10 points. You're like, okay, we got them. And that's when they just put it on you.
And I just
want to introduce you guys into Chris's prediction corner.
Okay.
I think the Cavaliers are going to win the next game, the game five. until they match up the even numbers, mm-hmm. and then that game, then we will see something happen.
Well, I said Warriors in six now. Hey, remember.
You heard the crowd in Cleveland. Cavs in seven.
Cavs in seven.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Cavs in
there
seven.
There is no way Golden State gets on a plane ever leaving California.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Quote
what
me.
What do you say, Sarah?
I think they're going to try to get it in six.
They're going to get – oh, in six? Six?
Maybe.
So you think they're going to travel? You think this team that's going to go home and sleep in their bed, their fans, they already been pouring confetti out what in games one and two. Yeah, they got plenty more left.
It'll give it more of a hype, you know?
The money.
Exactly.
Oh, the money. Money.
Come on, guys. The money. We cannot stretch this thing. Cleveland is not capable of playing another game like they played Friday night, and you know it.
This is the thing, though. So it's very interesting to see Kyrie play like this. And in the first couple of games, we see him not hitting those shots that he usually does. He mm-hmm. doesn't get those, not hitting those transition shots, three-pointers. And he hits a lot of shots that it makes me double-guess him. Like, no, why would you shoot that? Anyone else that shot that, you're gonna say, why'd you just shoot?
You're going to get benched.
Same thing like Steph, but Kyrie is able to get in the lane. He's able to do things that other people don't.
He is very underrated.
Oh, man. And when you look at him play, you almost want to believe that he's the most unguardable person.
Yeah, he's pretty
because
good.
The way he can just hurt you from so many ways. But to see Kyrie playing like this and just everyone just adding to it, because it wasn't just one person doing it. Mm-hmm. It was a whole team collective. They're all hustling. They're all getting in front on defense. They're doing the little things. But even though it was just that great offense, you can't really say defense kind of won this a little bit because, I mean, the Golden State was still putting up the numbers.
Yeah, it was still. Yeah.
But
it was offense.
They're outscoring them. And that's an amazing thing. And to see JR hit those just crazy corner shots, just, you know, he'll go off. That
40-footer, whatever mm-hmm. it was. That he, mm-hmm. good
right,
Lord.
The dagger right in his eye. Yeah, I saw that one.
I know. I mean, just an incredible game. I guess Golden State just was not going to win that game on Friday night. And, of course, it ruins their perfect run of going 16-0 in these playoffs. So 15-1 is still good.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if they – well, they got to get that championship. But anyway, guys, so Monday night we have game –
I'll be watching wrestling.
Five. Monday night,
I want you all.
Yep. But Monday
because
night, guys.
I already know the outcome.
This series shifts back to the Oracle,
mm-hmm.
and talk to me.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say right now. We talked about this early in the series. Remember, I said this. I said Cleveland is that old wily veteran boxer. Mm. They let Golden State come out and swing for the fences, right? They let it rope a dope. They took those shots. Now we're coming into the championship rounds. And like LeBron said, we've been here before. We've been champs. Mm-hmm. We know what it is to come back and dig deep. Good. Remember, they came back from 3-1 last year. This
you
is not
they
something
got championship DNA.
They got, it's in the DNA. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is what they're doing. This is the 11th, 12th round. This is the championship rounds. And this is when you bite down on your mouthpiece, you gut check, and you show why you a champ. And that's what they're going to do.
And you know what? It to me, it lives on the three-point line. They're either going to die or live by the three-pointer. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at it, mm-hmm. the Cavs are living.
Oh, man.
They're living so much on the three-point line. K-Love went off. I think he was 6-for-8, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Kyrie going off. And the interesting thing to see is that Golden State couldn't really catch fire over there. You have Durant, 2-for-9. Even Curry, 2-for-9. Same thing. 4-for-10 for Thompson. I mean, yeah, you can live with 4 three-pointers, but that's beautiful on Cavs' part, just because their starter shot 9-for-34. You can't ask for the Golden State to miss that many three-pointers. That was, and right there, that's going to be the game to me, because I feel like everything else is clicking, but whoever's going to get hotter in the three-point line, that's who's going to win, because that's what everyone's shooting.
Perimeter defense.
Well, but what about the play of Kevin Durant? He is still averaging 30-plus points in every game in this series.
Let me tell you something. That man should be called the Iceman. Because he has nothing but ice water in his veins. Do you understand this? The man stares down the barrel of a gun and doesn't blink.
He doesn't. He really doesn't. Because when I ever watch him play, it's so hard for me to understand what is he doing. And also, how would you stop that? Sometimes when you see people play defense on him, in the back of my head, it's like, you can't do any more else to stop him. That's all you could do.
What are you going to do?
So check this out, guys. So while all of this was happening, in a conversation we had here on this show just a couple of weeks ago, comparing a one Mr. Michael Jordan against Mr. LeBron James, Well, guess who LeBron James passed on the finals scoring list?
The almighty.
And
MJ.
That would be Michael Jordan.
Okay, but
so
this,
do,
okay, but see, this
do
is
another
a,
conversation.
No. You know why? Because, I mean, look how many games he's played. Like, honestly, are you really surprised that this is going on, that he's getting all these records? No,
I'm just saying.
You hear all
I'm
the
just
time.
Saying.
You hear all the time, and you in the East. So, like, that,
and,
I'm not giving you no props for.
And,
that I'm not
gonna, and
I still
wait a minute.
Him.
I'm not even done yet. And LeBron James records his 9th triple-double in the finals. I don't, Michael Jordan, not, but.
Who's played the most? That's what, well, I mean, that's what I'm going to find out. Who's played the most games? Because, honestly.
Well, I'm just saying.
Course.
I'm just.
Of course, you won't get all of those.
I'm just saying, guys. And wait a minute, just to get off the subject though, did anybody see that ugly ass suit Shaquille O'Neal had on?
Oh my gosh!
What is that? I'm looking at it now.
You know it's hot out here.
What, I mean, what is?
He's challenging his inner Calvin Murphy. His inner Calvin Murphy's trying to come.
Man,
out.
What is that? That was some Craig Sager right there, man. Woo.
So he went to the Calvin Murphy design.
Oh, this pretty definitely do.
Probably you know, Steve Harvey suit. You never know.
What do you think about that, Sarah? Do you see that? Is that is the ugly.
I think it's different.
It's different, huh?
LeBron James may have had whatever he wanted, but he'll never have one thing that MJ has.
What is that?
And that's playing for the Toon Squad?
That's true. Well, I don't know.
Oh, wait. He's supposed to be in the new Space Jam, ain't he?
That ain't never going to happen.
Ain't never going to happen.
No. Illuminati happen. May be confirmed.
You guys. So, 137 to 116. And like you said, defense, they cannot stop Golden State. The team that ever stops this team from getting anywhere near 100 is going to be bragging forever and a day.
Well,
this team will always score 100 points. And, I mean, these are games that they normally would win, but Cleveland wasn't going to lose that game Friday night regardless. It was just crazy.
Show the heart of a champion. That's what it is, man. That's what it comes down to, is will, determination. Yeah. Who wanted more? And that night, the refs wanted it more. So, you know.
the refs wanted it the most.
Yeah, you're probably right. So what do you say? Well, I guess we're going to have to wait till I was going to ask Smiling Sarah a question. So I'll tell you what, we'll take it on the other side here on the break. But, folks, you are listening to the Sports Kings After Dark right here on SB Nation 1560.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn.
And this is Bill Olson, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 7 for Texas Outdoor News.
It's the country's number one outdoor radio show for a lot of good reasons.
We bring you information and news you can use.
And guests you'll want to listen to from industry and the field. Now in our 24th year as Texas' favorite outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on SB Nation 1560.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Hey, I used to play this kind of music back in my old place. What's going on, SB Nation 1560 AM? Sports Kings After Dark here are coming through your stereo speakers. My name is Chris DeMez, Mean Gene, Smiling Sarah, Malto Mario, and David Ramon. What's going on, guys?
Well, I tell you what, real quick, guys, I just want to give a shout out to a place where the Sports Kings After Dark crew will make their home during the 2017 NFL season. And that is End Zone Sports Bar and Grill. Now, when I left there this afternoon, I left some wonderful people there, and they were talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Astros, they were trying to find out who Mean Gene supports as an NFL team. I was trying to keep that on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
Like. But anyway, big shout out to Crystal and Jaina. I mean, they know.
Hi, Crystal.
The
they sound
Sports
like
Kings
women.
Will be, they are beautiful women. And so we're gonna be down there doing some wonderful things. So
my name
folks,
is Chris DeMez,
you're looking for a football home during the 2000, and this is college and NFL. We're gonna be down there at End Zone Sports Bar That's just going to be our home. We are claiming that. That's our home, right?
Right.
So when we get in there, we can set, you know, take our shoes off, set up, you know, put our feet up and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's home.
The little boxing stage on the side. That's us.
That's going to be my home right there.
Yep. I want to see you. I want to see you and Chris get in there, and I want to see you knock Chris the hell out.
Come on. I get it.
It's just a small... Y'all can get in there and
get in the square circle, Chris. Come on.
Because it's sumo.
So anyway, but yeah, big shout out to those guys. Nice place, wonderful place. If you are looking for a sports bar and you can't find one, I guarantee you walking in, these folks will make you feel at home. They just, you're not going to go in there and just sit in there and not be part of a conversation. They were giving me a hard time. And no, I am not a Dallas Cowboys fan. I have to just say that loud because it's an incredible place. Now, before the break, Smiling Sarah, I'm going to bring that back up because I want you to break down and tell our listeners out there. So we're talking about Shaquille O'Neal's ugly suit. You can go to NBA.com and see the same thing that we're looking at, NBA.com playoffs. You'll see the picture of Shaquille O'Neal in this suit. Mm-hmm. But tell us what you notice.
Okay, so... I'm all for suits. I think Shaquille O'Neal looks nice. I would definitely prefer that one over Dwayne Wade's. I don't know if this is a jogger or a romper. Is
Dwayne Wade's wearing a romper? Why is he standing like that?
Dwayne Wade looks like my aunt that gambles a lot.
Why is it?
That's what he looks like.
Why is he standing like
Auntie Wade?
Was like Auntie Wade. Auntie Wade, get out of the casino.
You say the way he's standing. Are you guys able to look at this? I mean, he don't look like he's comfortable.
I just don't like the fact that Well, maybe it's just me, maybe because I don't know what it is, but like the whole, if you're 35, you know, you should kind of act like 35. Exactly. You know?
But he changed his hair to red?
Yeah.
Like Rodman red.
I tell you right now, he looks like he's going to drop the hottest R&B album of the 90s.
That's right. Maybe a new edition or something like that.
Maybe that's what it is. He's going retro.
Wait a minute.
Maybe we's missed it.
And Stephen A. Smith is looking like, how the hell did I get caught up in this picture?
Man.
I mean, if you look at...
Because he accessorized, all that is planned.
But they
out.
They showed him the other night, and I said, "Wow, that's Dwayne Wade."
And you know what? And I can't really tell him because it's, at the end of the day, it's just like you're a grown man; you do whatever you
do.
Exactly. He has no friends,
but
he has a wife.
Well, apparently she don't have fashion sense.
Well, they are supposedly relationship goals on Instagram.
I don't know. I just maybe my
husband. I don't know why you have a wife on this
picture. I'm about to say she let her man boy looking like that.
They
damn.
Are fashion divas in the Instagram world.
But he don't. I mean, this picture is bad. This is the worst picture I've ever seen of Dwayne Wade. And it does look like a romper. It does.
Romper confirmed.
It does look like a romper. I'm sorry. So, anyway, you said it. You brought it up.
Maybe we could get him on the show and he can discuss this with us.
Well, you don't want to come on this show because we're gonna eat him alive. We won't even talk about basketball. We're going to talk about fashion.
You know what? I'll say that there's a lot of NBA players that believe they have a really, really good fashion sense. But even though I don't really agree with some of them, I'll say some of them actually kind of pull it off, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's awesome guys that just like, want that.
Who's the worst one? Westbrook? Westbrook always comes up with something.
I'm just not a fan of it too much.
I think Chris Paul looks nice.
Chris Paul, I think he dresses like okay. He dresses ones. Okay.
Yeah, you think so?
I want to say he's probably the best one because he's not extra. That's what it is. Yeah. I'm against extraness.
Me too.
So if you're not doing all the extraness and you just dress down, then you're good. And that's all you need. You don't need all
that. Funny that you say Chris Paul. You guys might get to see a lot of Chris Paul here in Texas with... He has hinted that he wouldn't mind being a San Antonio Spur.
I think it's awesome.
Chris Paul?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, Chris Paul came to San Antonio.
But this is not
I'm going to San Antonio.
This is not the Chris Paul from, you know, long time ago now.
It's not, but also you got to remember
this is the 60 games a year Chris Paul, maybe.
I'll take it any day. Also, when you're looking at your PG spot, when your Spurs is going to be the biggest help ever because you already know Pop already believes in resting his players and having a rotation to fit people like, of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't have to be worried about him being tired by the time playoff comes because he knows he's going to get a Chris Paul that's actually going to be determined to win a championship. Mm. It's going to be a lot easier for him
just
to do
want to make things tougher for Golden State.
Man, because, just imagine that. Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard.
Yes, ooh, a natural
and you still got LaMarcus Aldridge over there.
You still got the Gasol there. You still got LaMarcus Aldridge. Okay. Man.
Simmons, so, Simmons is coming up. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that Simmons might become the new guy. The new, now face. I want to say face, mm-hmm. because of course they got so many faces over there. Mm-hmm. But this man needs to be an all-star by a year or two.
Agreed.
Okay. And I see that coming.
So, guys, quickly, back to Game 5, Monday night. And I know we've made our series predictions, but that's probably out the window now, especially for you two picking Cleveland to win this thing. If Cleveland wins, guys, I will give you your props. But that means these next games are going to be exciting. If we get to a Game 7, you guys could pick out the biggest stake in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to buy it.
I'll tell you right now, if they goes to Game 7, me and Chris are going to officially – going to go from the rafters and claim that Illuminati is real.
Yeah, I don't see this one going Game 7 with a Draymond Green not
Cavs
suspended and a Kevin Durant. So what are we going to see Monday night? Are we going to see a slugfest? Or are we just going to see Golden State just come out there and beat the brakes off of them?
And you know what? We don't want to see that. But the Cavs need to honestly come off right off the back, all cylinders going. Because the fast starts is what really helped them. And the fast deficits is what kills them. Whenever they have first quarters, when they're going off slow, they're just overshooting the three-point line. Mm-hmm. And they got lucky. They're hitting so many threes. Everything was firing off. And whenever it's like that, when you got that tempo going, everything's good in the hood, right? Yeah. But that happens all the time. So whenever this next game comes on Monday, they're going to have to just calm down, play their game, but not get overexcited. Because whenever that crowd goes and whenever...
You know how it was in Game 1?
Man, that place sounded like it was going to burn down. It was so loud.
And Warrior fans know what they're expecting.
Oh,
they didn't get to see this team win a championship last time on their home floor, right? They won in Cleveland, right?
Yep.
So you know what they're going to be bringing it Monday night.
It's going to be hard for them because it's really, like I said, it's going to rely on the perimeter. Who's going to out-three the other person? And I don't see Golden State having a slump like they did this past game.
Mario, who wins? Is Monday night the end of the NBA season? Regular playoffs?
I said in the beginning of the series, remember I said Cavs in 5. Y'all said I was crazy. Maybe y'all right, but I'm going to stick to my guns. You know why? Because last little tidbit that we have out there, comparing Michael Jordan and LeBron James, Michael Jordan only faced 6 Hall of Famers in his career going into the finals. LeBron James has gone through 28. That's it.
Yeah.
Bite down on the math piece. We're going to go get ready for a war.
Sarah?
I'll go Warriors in 5.
So you think Warriors
but just going to... But I really feel like they're going to stretch it out.
You think they're going to stretch it out? You got to go, why? Tell them why they're going to stretch it out.
I feel like they need to give the Cleveland fans a little hope. I believe that the Cavaliers are going to find a way to win this game. I'm
you
hoping
think
that
so?
They don't, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
David, you've already...
I'm pretty much leaning towards the Warriors, but you know what? I got hope.
See?
Did you not hear Raymond Townsend earlier? I just want to make sure you weren't sleeping during that part of the...
I heard him. All right. Look, I'm going for Warriors.
You can't underestimate the heart of a champion. You can't.
No.
Rudy
and
T.
I remember that. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's funny that you bring that up because when I was at End Zone Sports Bar today, they were asking me, they said, me and Gene, you think, do the Rockets win... those two NBA titles if MJ was playing. I said, hell no.
No, no way.
Hold on.
No.
You can't.
No.
Okay, so
you're
saying if Michael Jordan didn't come in between half and the end, towards the end of the season.
No, if he never left.
No. Now, Houston would have played against the Bulls.
Yeah.
You know what?
No.
Are you going to match that 5 against that starting 5 in Chicago?
The thing about the Rockets wasn't that they're just a super great team. The thing about the Rockets was they always found a way, regardless if it was Akeem or regardless if it was Eddie.
And those were some
and of course, when you had Mad Max, too, probably the only person in the world that can really check Jordan in a way that no one else could.
I mean, I hate that we didn't get to see it, you know? But I just think the Bulls probably would have won.
It would have been a slugfest. I think that could have been a
NBA
slugfest. Because you gotta see.
Oh my
imagine
God.
How
eight chips. Wow.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would have won 6 straight, and then who knows what would have happened. But no,
it would have been a lot better to see that rather than Houston Knicks or Houston Orlando.
Hey.
Did you guys?
Hey, we tried.
Did you guys notice?
We tried. We tried, okay? We tried.
Did you guys see?
Josh Starks can hit the broad side of a barn.
LeBron James coming out of the locker room late. He just barely got there to stand mm-hmm. when the players were, mm-hmm. you know, as they get ready for the national anthem.
Oh, didn't you didn't see that? No.
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what was going on. Someone said he would probably, you know, use the restroom or something.
I'm honestly done.
Like, why
the refs off?
I don't know. I'm just not really too big on, like, all the locker room stuff. You notice that? Like, for example, whenever reports were saying that they smelled weed in the Cavaliers locker room after one of the games and just all this. Like, why do we need to know that? Like, is that really important?
You know why?
If someone maybe would have smelled something?
Well, it's the NBA. Who cares, though? We're not talking the NFL.
That's true.
Right?
We're not talking the NFL league.
I mean, right. I mean, it doesn't matter. So, anyway, get ready, folks, for Game 5 of the NBA Finals on ABC. What do you guys think about the coverage? Are you really feeling Van Gundy?
Love Jeff Van Gundy.
I like Jeff Van Gundy, but he said something that was really irritating to me yesterday. And he said he enjoys Taco Bell, but it's just like, you were in Houston for how long? And you're going to say you love Taco Bell? Like, it goes to show you that he wasn't really, you know, trying to...
Dave, the music's playing.
All right. All right,
folks. Why you gotta tell me that?
We are getting ready.